Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. And now, here with music on records, is Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Ed Joyce. Good morning, everyone. This is Howard Miller from the great city of Chicago, all across the width and the breadth of these 48 states of ours, speaking for the Wrigley Gum folks. Wonderful products, and of course, the one that we like the best, Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. Eddie, don't walk away from that microphone. I've got a wire that pertains to you. I received a very nice communication from your wife visiting in New York City. Apparently, she's still there, huh?
Yes, she is.
The wire merely says, having wonderful time, send money. Will you please take care of that little matter this afternoon? Stop downstairs at the bank, please.
Polly, another marriage bites the dust.
You're going to send her to the moon, huh? Well, we've got a very interesting 15 minutes for you coming up from now until straight up on your clock, because we're going to travel out to the fabulous city of Las Vegas, where they're waiting to see us and to talk to us. At the Dunes Hotel are the fabulous boys known as the Four Tunes. You're going to meet them, have just a little bit of a story about the great career of these lads, and also, of course, hear some of their latest music. One of their recent vintage recordings that turned out to be a tremendously big hit was a song that they did for Jubilee about a year and a half or 2 years ago. I think that you'll remember, the Four Tunes and Marie. As you probably recall, introduced a great new style done by four singing boys known as the Four Tunes, who record for Jubilee. They're waiting to greet us from the casino, the gambling casino, out at the Dunes Hotel in Las Vegas. We're going to talk to them in just a minute, but I wanted to tell you about a rather amusing experience I had the other day listening to the radio. After the program was about finished, the regular announcer came on, like Eddie Joyce is to this program, or like I am, and he said to the waiting world, who, of course, was hanging on to every word that he said, if you've enjoyed our program, I hope that you'll try, and then he mentioned the sponsor's product. Well, I got to thinking just a little bit that the Wrigley people don't want you to buy the product just because we're presenting a radio show. That's not the case at all. Of course, if you do enjoy chewing gum, and I think that you will, then I know that you're going to enjoy Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum the most because it's the finest. But don't think that the crumpled up package or the empty wrapper is your ticket of admission, because the Wrigley people want you to enjoy this program every day, as we sincerely hope that you do. If by chance you do enjoy chewing gum, and I think that you will if you give yourself the privilege and the opportunity, then I know that the gum that you'll enjoy the most is the finest flavored in all the world. Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum. So you try it the next time you feel like chewing a real wonderful product. Well, now out at the dunes in Las Vegas, and I've already said that it's a fabulous town, but there's a word that can't be repeated too often when you describe that city because it's a city of strange emotions, are four boys who sing under the name of the Four Tunes. They record for Jubilee. You just heard their record of Maria of a couple of years ago. We've got another one that we're going to spin in a moment or so after we meet them. Boys, y'all sitting around the gambling casino?
Right.
All right. Now, let me direct a few questions. First of all, if you'll answer like I was a sergeant and you were buck privates in the Army, we'll call the roll. Pap Vest.
Hello. How
Jim,
are you?
Jim Gordon.
Hello, Howard. How are you?
Dan Owens.
Hello, Howard.
And Jim Nobby.
Right here, Howard. How are
all
you?
Right. Now, let me talk to one at a time. First of all, you, Pat, you're the songwriter of the group, aren't you? You've turned out some pretty remarkable songs like I Understand. What else have you written, Pat?
Well, I love you for sentimental reasons. I want to be loved. Well,
I would say that you've got a pretty good rating in ASCAP by now, haven't you?
Well, fair.
Pat, have you ever felt that you would like to give up the actual performance and spend your time strictly in the upper apartments of songwriting and just do that exclusively?
Not as yet.
You like to create back at home at night and then come and perform your work during the day, huh?
That's right.
Now, Jim Gordon.
Right, Howard.
You're sort of the business manager of the group. I remembered you're the one that collected the payroll for Balaban and Katz last year when we worked the theater together. Are you still handling the business of the group?
Right.
Well, then you probably have some descriptive prowess. Why don't you tell me a little bit about the Dunes Hotel and the room that you're broadcasting from?
Oh, the room we're broadcasting from? Well, it's a beautiful casino. Five crap tables. about 621 tables. Three roulette tables.
Uh-huh.
About 150 slot machines.
Are there that many? And I suppose they come in all denominations.
Right.
What's
dollar, 50 cents, quarter, nickel,
that jingle?
Oh, they have dollar machines.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know you could put folding money in those things.
Yeah, I took a few from it this morning.
I suppose as soon as you come into town, you change your money into silver, don't you?
All silver. That's
and that's
right.
The way it is. All right, now, Mr. Owens, front and center.
Hello,
What else is playing in Las Vegas at this time? What other big acts of show business?
Well, at the Thunderbird, there's Salter Finnegan Orchestra. And at the Sands, there's Robert Merrill and Lou Armstrong.
Uh-huh.
At the Moulin Rouge, there's Lyle Hampton.
Uh-huh.
Flamingo. Giselle McKenzie and the Goofus.
Boy, a lot of wonderful talent out there, isn't it?
And
now,
pardon
me?
Oh, yes, wait a minute. The Riviera, Nero Nevada, there's Guys and Dolls.
Uh-huh.
Riviera, Spike Jones.
Is it a lot of fun to work a town like that?
I'm telling you, everything is happening.
Yeah, it's a real jumping place. Have you fellows been to bed since last night's performance yet?
Not yet, no.
Well, I suppose most performers are up until, of course, out there now. It's not even 9 o'clock in the morning, is it?
No, it's just 5 minutes to nine now.
Yeah, and most of your sleeping comes during the daylight hours, and of course you have to work all night long. What's the last show in the evening that you perform?
The last show, in the evening?
Yes, or in the morning, actually.
The last show we did this morning was 5:30.
You go on at 5:30 in the morning? Oh, brother. That seems like murder. Now, Jim Nobby, I know that most of America would be interested in knowing how the Four Tunes came together as an act. Will you tell me that story?
Yes, Howard. Around 45 and 46, Jim Gordon, Pat Best, and myself were working with another group, and we thought we can do a little better than we were doing. And at the same time, Danny Owens was working with the Coleman Brothers, which was a spiritual group. So we spoke to Irv Berman, who we were recording for, and gave him our idea and our plan. So he contacted Danny, who was in the midst of pulling out from the Coleman Brothers.
Uh-huh.
So he banded us together for the sole purpose of backgrounding Savannah Churchill. As you remember, we had several hits with Savannah.
Yes.
So this deal didn't work out too very well. That is, the background with Savannah. So we decided that we could go on our own. So around 1947, we cut our first recording on our own as a Four Tunes. And from then on, we've been creeping and crawling.
Yes. Well, a little more than that. You've actually taken quite a few steps. As a matter of fact, you're in the foot race right now with all the rest of the multiple voice groups and doing a wonderful job.
Well,
by the way,
much.
Sitting here in the studios with me at WBBM in Chicago is a young lady who not too long ago had the great opportunity of playing Vegas. I know that you'd like to say hello to her. Guess who's sitting on the chair with me? Miss Rosemary Clooney. Would you like to say hello to her?
Oh, yes. Hello there. How are you?
Hello, boys. How are you?
Everything is fine in this old house.
Oh, did you hear that record plug? This old house. Oh, these boys sleep right on their feet, Rosie. No, Rosie is here in the city of Chicago with a very good friend of hers by the name of Jose Farrar. Of course, you know his work. Jose, who, and of course Rosie, who are a husband and wife team, and he is out plugging for his motion picture called The Shrike, which opens here. And Rosie is nice enough to stop in and say hello to the disc jockeys. Rosie, where did you play out there?
I played the Sands. How are things there, fellas?
Things are fine. Louis Armstrong is there now, currently with Robert Merrill, and they're tearing up the place.
Oh, boy, I'll bet they are.
Sounds like a great show. Well, supposing that the Rosemary Clooney here in Chicago and all of us here on the working staff of the Wrigley Gum people in Chicago, and you sit back and relax, and we'll play your latest Jubilee record called The Brooklyn Bridge. Here are the four tunes.
Anybody want to buy the Brooklyn Bridge? I'll sell it for just a dime. You see, I'm the fool who bought the Brooklyn Bridge for a lover who never was mine. She showed me the bright lights of New York. She kissed me and thrilled me in Central Park. I was too much in love to see other hand. She was wearing a gold wedding band. Anybody wanna buy the Brooklyn Bridge? I'll sell it for just a dime. You see, I'm the fool who bought the Brooklyn Bridge for a lover who never was mine. She showed me the bright lights of old New York. She kissed me and thrilled me in Central Park. I was too much in love to see on her hand. She was wearing a gold wedding band. Anybody wanna buy the Brooklyn Bridge? I'll sell it for just a dime. You see, I'm the fool who bought the Brooklyn Bridge for a lover who never was mine.
Well, we're a little bit late this morning, so we don't have an opportunity of traveling those 2,000 miles intervening geographically between here and the West Coast to talk to the tunes again, but I certainly want to take this opportunity on behalf of the Wrigley people to say thank you to four wonderful boys who certainly are well-deserving of every hit that they make in the industry. Boys who record for Jubilee and who were nice enough to stay up a couple of more hours after the last show this morning to appear on this program across the country for CBS. This is Howard Miller, also extending grateful thanks to Rosemary Clooney and also to her good husband, Mr. Jose Farrar, for giving her permission to come up and share on this broadcast with us. Thanks to all these wonderful show folk. We'll see you tomorrow at the same time for the Wrigley people. We hope that you join us. And until then, this is Howard Miller. Good chewing with Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. Bye-bye, everyone.
You've just heard The Howard Miller Show, with music on records brought to you from Chicago by Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Be sure and join Howard Miller tomorrow at this same time when his guest will be Della Reese from the offices of the Jubilee Recording Company in New York. This is the CBS Radio Network.